As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get it? The Bird Show.
So we got a DM from our listener, Melissa, on Instagram. She's at Life in the Soul. And she was letting us know that any of you guys that live up in Coweta County, the dogs, cats, animals up there need a lot of help right now. The Coweta County shelter is getting way overcrowded. They got like 135 dogs, 25 cats, and that's at about 101% capacity. And I think we all know what that means. Once that happens, you have to put out like this kill list on dogs and cats. No bueno.
I feel like this is kind of like an epidemic because there's several shelters throughout Atlanta that are just bursting at the seams right now.
I'm not sure if it has to do with the economy where you had pets before and now you can't afford them or whatever, but Hearts in Homes Rescue. If you're interested in adopting, you can stop by the shelter Monday through Saturday during regular business hours. Adoptions are just $25 and there's really not that large a commitment, you guys. Again, it's called Hearts in Homes Rescue. They provide all the food. They cover the expenses for the dog also. All you have to really do is agree to give the dog or cat a really loving home, and you have to show up to a couple of adoption events.
Well, so this is for fostering. So if you, like, yes, of course they're looking for people to adopt dogs, but if you are just willing to foster a dog to get them out of the shelter, to get it down to capacity so they don't have to do this kill list, that's when they're going to provide you with food and they're going to cover the expenses if you're going to foster. So if you're like me and you're busting at the seams with multiple dogs and you're not able to adopt, if you're able to foster right now, so you can't make the commitment of adoption, but you can foster, that could help get these animals off the kill list.
It's Hearts in Homes Rescue. All right, Jackson, is it rude to not invite your son's wife on a trip?
Do y'all think that when you get married, that you are a package deal when it comes to getting invited to things for the majority of situations?
For the majority of situations, yes, and especially if it's family, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly what I thought as well. And so my uncle is planning on taking a trip down to Costa Rica where one of his daughters lives. Her and her husband, and he also has two other sons that live in the States and was going to plan a trip down there, right?
So they're like, let's make a family trip down to Costa Rica to see your sister.
Exactly. And so one of the sons is single and the other one is married, and he decided to kind of posit the question of going down there as like, oh, I would really like it if it was just kind of a family trip, as in his one other son that is married, your wife not invited.
She's family.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. That's your wife. That's family.
What's the reasoning?
He wanted it to be a like core family event. And it when I heard this, it just didn't sit right with me because I'm
she's core family.
She is core family. And then I'm thinking about it from her perspective and how like you'd feel so left out, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, isolated for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one thing if like he wanted to take his sons on like a guy's trip or something like that, but you're going to Costa Rica. That's not like, yes, that's your daughter. But it's also, that's her sister-in-law. And I do feel like they become a package deal.
I completely agree. And so when I was talking about this with like my parents, my mom was kind of on his side. Maybe it's because she's a little biased because it is her brother.
Yeah.
And I was kind of saying that like I think it would have been different if, let's say, cousin from Costa Rica is coming to Georgia to visit us, right? And one night that we're there, my uncle's like, hey, I'd like to just take my kids out to dinner one night, and your husband, for example, is not invited to this part. That is better for me if it's like a single instance of something that's happening versus like this big trip that they're taking. It didn't feel right to me.
What do you think, Gabby?
To me, I think especially like because they're married, it's not even like it's a girlfriend situation. This is absolutely core family, so they should be allowed to go. Yeah. So I feel like he's just throwing that term out there just to make it seem like his feelings are justified. I just get the sense that he just don't like this chick.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to understand. It's like, okay, even in saying core family is invited, cool, if we're going to run with that, but what exactly would be the harm in just inviting everyone who's, I guess, what he sees as an attachment to core family?
Yeah, right? And like, okay, let's say hypothetically their relationship might have started a little more on the rocky side. I still feel like that's a point where you kind of swallow your pride and you're like, hey, you are very much invited to this just as much as everyone else because you are now family.
Okay, so it's one thing for the dad to make that request. So now the son is in a position. He either has to go back to his wife and be like, hey, dad invited me to Costa Rica, doesn't want you to go. Is he going to be like, all right, I'm going to Costa Rica with my family, or I refuse to go without you?
When he brought this, so I heard this phone call actually when I was hanging out with him, and then I brought this up to my parents later on. And so when he first said that, it's okay, like I'll pay for her to come down if it's like a money problem, like, you know, it's totally okay. And then obviously his dad comes back to him and is like, it's not a money issue, it's just I wanted it to just be my kids. But then I'm like, your daughter that's down there is also married. Are you going to not include him in everything that's there? Like, I don't, you have to be consistent if you're going to do it that way.
And he has to dig in on this and say, I can't go on the trip then.
Right?
Yeah, you got to protect home.
You got to protect
home. Did he?
I'm pretty sure he did. Okay, I think he drew the line and was like, yeah, this is
you don't want to come back home after making the wrong decision on that one.
Do you even tell your spouse that your dad made that request?
Or I think I'd try to bury that.
I wouldn't mention it. Wouldn't say a word about
it. Like, guess what, honey? We're all going to Costa Rica together and dad is so excited to hang out with you.
Yeah, it's gonna be fractured either way.
Yeah. Don't do it. Keep that to yourself.
Yep.
All right, we got a couple of minutes here. Let me ask you guys a superficial question, because this one's going around online the last couple of days here. Would you rather have a 100% chance of winning $1 million or a 75% chance at winning $100 billion?
Damn.
Which one do you do?
The 75% chance at $100 bill.
I feel like when I was younger, that would have been an easy one. I'm taking the 75%. But the older I get, the more I don't trust my luck.
Yeah.
I just really don't. And I don't want to have to live my life saying, what if I would have took the one? Give me the 100%. Give me the guarantee.
Murphy's Law, what can go wrong will go wrong. I will be in the 25%. I'm taking that 100% chance of $1 million would change my life. Because I could still continue doing what I love. I could still do my podcast. I could still come into this job. I wouldn't have to uproot my life in Atlanta. But like, I could afford a house in this economy, which to me is already like winning the lottery.
I'm going big here, man. I'm going for the billion. The billion, right? All right, so here's how it rolled out on Reddit. 1,500 people answered. It was pretty close, actually. 48% would say they would go for the guaranteed money. 52% would risk it all for $100 billion.
That's crazy.
That's really close.
Yeah.
I just the thought of what happens if I don't win and now I have to live the rest of my life knowing I had $1 million in my pocket if I just would have taken it, that would scare me.
Can you live the rest of your life on $1 million? So I'm looking at the billion going, that's it. That's generational wealth. Me, my kids are taken care of, my grandkids.
Your great grandkids. Your great, great, great grandkids.
All of them are going to be entitled little brats.
I just see that 25% of not winning.
For me, I would also be worried about the kind of person I would become after getting $100 billion. Like, is no one afraid of how money would change them that way?
Well, I've heard it said that money just makes you more of what you are, yeah. Right? Yeah. So I think you're a fairly decent person.
Yeah, sometimes. Okay.
So I don't think you would change it. I wouldn't be worried about that.
I wouldn't be worried about it either.
And not even a little bit.
You could get the best therapist in the world if you turned into the big old a-hole. The best. It's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.